We learned the Yerushalmi last time. Let's go back to it and pick up the kash, which we asked before. There seems to be a problem in the rush, contradiction in the rush. The rush, Rav Osai, is in Simon Yud Gimel, I believe. Let's take a look. We'll start at the very end and see the Yerushalmi that the Ran also quoted, and then we'll come back to the beginning and see if we can reconcile these two. Yerushalmi, in our edition, it's page Mem Ches, the last five lines in column two. Yerushalmi, is Tinuye Tonim Muteras Linasi below get? She can marry someone else without a get. She's not married to the first of all. Is Tinuye Tonim Asur Linasi below get? That's obviously a major fundamental dispute. Mandiyama Muteras Kirabo Lezer. Umanda Masura Kirabonim. You get the army. Kula grabana. Man di yomar muteras linosei. Shemitok shiodas shimolechet esel chokam v'humater es nidra. Es nidoreho. Yubanem amzerim. Eino holechas lefonov. Therefore muteras linosei. But look at what happened over here. The first guy married on the condition of no nidorim. They're on nidorim. So they're not married. They're going to marry someone else. What's the problem? You're afraid chokam v'humater es nidra. You're not crazy. She goes to the chokam v'humater es nidra. It'll turn out the first marriage was good, and then the kids are mamzer from the second marriage. No woman's gonna do that in the right mind, right? That's the one man diyam in Yerushalmi. Man diyam asuli no se below get shema terech etzel chacham v'yata nedareh. Why should she do it? No one knows. The kiddushin chal on emafreya v'nim tzubonea bon de mamzeris. So that's asuli no se below get. Second sheet is a very strange sheet. What woman is crazy enough? Let's chaz her again. She married Reuven on the tradition that there's no Nadara. She had Nadara. Now she likes Shimon. She'll marry Shimon. Then she'll go to a Chacham, he matted Nadara, and then what's going to happen? She'll have been married retroactively to Reuven, and Shimon is an illicit relationship because the mom's there. Who's going to do something? Well, but the Rishami's word is going to happen. Okay, the Ran quotes the Rishami, and the Rush quotes the Rishami as well. Having said this, Rabbi Osai, having seen this Rishami, let's go back to the beginning of the rush. Beginning of the rush. Let's start. We'll take it from the top. Simon Yud Gimel. Tana Rabbana. It's a good chazara. Holchei tzal chocham v'tir mekudeshes. The rofe v'ripo sa'in the mekudeshes. Ma ben chocham le rofe. Chocham oker is another meikor. Rofe in a merapel le mekan alaba. Fine. Ein lefarsh. Those words ein lefarsh are found exactly in Tosis. The rush is the same as Tosis. And the farish, the davka belishna talia mils. That's all a function of the semantics. Ho ve'enam merapi el mekanal haba, farehu kitcha al manas she'ein b'mumin, v'hoyu b'mumin. If that's so, I would tell the ain the farish. You ask me, I'm an ain the farish man. That's a push-up shot. In a case in which the woman, they're not married, the darim were undone retroactively. Can't be pshat. It's against the Gemara. Where Gemara? What Gemara? Why is it against the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? Says the Halak Rosh. Tosfos says exactly the same thing word for word. The Imkain. Holach Abal Eitzel Arofe V'Riper Lo Temekudeshes Mehai Taima. Whoa, what's going on? You have to be a Bokin Shas. We're over here, Rabosai. Go back. Keep one hand in the Rosh, please. One hand in the Gemara. The Gemara that the Rosh is referring to is not an Awadaf Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Oh no, Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. An Ayin Hey Amud Aleph. Seva the Katani, but the 10th, 12th line. Abel Hu Shaholach Etzel Chacham Vitiro Etzel Rofe V'Ripi Also Mikudeshes. What's happening? Well, the Rush quotes, go back to the Rush. The Rush says, Dim Kain, Holach Abalet Zerov and Ripo, Lo Temikudeshes, May I time her? Bosai, the words are the words of the words. Can't change the words. The wash should be Mikudeshes. Follow me? One more time. The Gmon Ayin Heim and Aleph. they quote a sefer of a brisa. Abuhu shalach etzal chacham v'hitir as a rov v'hiprasol v'kudeshes. How can that be? Says Tosus. It's against the psalm pshat in the words. A condition was made that there be no movement. He went in the other direction. She made a condition that he should have no movement. He should have no movement. And then he went to the doctor, and the doctor cured him. So in some cases, it's mekudeshes. How in seven name can ever be mekudeshes if the Tanai said in the words only on the condition that there are no movement? And there were movement at that time. Who cares later on? Later on, the doctor does not heal retroactively. So it can't possibly be purely dependent on the words.
Who made the condition?
He, she, it doesn't really matter
she,
that much.
How could she, what's the...
Who made her a balabosta to make a condition? He made. Said, I'm marrying on the condition that I have no movement.
And he doesn't know?
He lies. People have been known to lie in this world, unfortunately. Look, even in the original case, we made a marriage on the condition that she had no movement, and she didn't say boo. She's also a shtickle liar. She should have said, oh, I have movement. Should have been full disclosure. So the liars on both genders, you're both saying. Okay?
What lie did he tell?
Sorry?
She said, I don't have a movement in reality. She did. So what lie did he tell them?
No, in this case, he's marrying on the condition that he has no movement, and he really has movement. That's the case over here. All right?
The question is, why is it mekudeshes?
Right. How is it conceivable, this brisa? As a rov haripo so mekudeshes, that's inconceivable if it's purely a matter of the words. Because no one thinks that the doctor heals retroactively. Nobody. That's a tremendous kasha. Yes, that may be true if we're discussing what a person cares about, but it's not true in terms of the words. It's purely a matter of the words, so the words are just not fulfilled. I make a condition, I'll marry a condition that there's no snow outside. I see all the snows outside. It doesn't matter what... The words are the words.
I mean, clearly the whole Gemara is working under the assumption that he could say, oh, you know, I see your day, I never would have divorced you in the first place, right?
That's a different story. That you're asking a different question. That's the question of Motzi's Yisrael Mishum Neder, Mishum Islandis. That's already a later stage where they already were married and they're trying to divorce them. Now, but they never married in the first place. Bekitzer, you know what? Let's see this one more time in our Tosis. We'll go back to the Rush. Let's Chazara again. Again a Chazara. Chacham Okan and Meikor. Ein Dalmes. Ein the Farish. The Lush, the Belush, and Talia Milsa. Shere Kitcha, Manas, Ein Bo Mumin. Foyer Bo Mumin. Right, I'm an Ein LeFarish man. I came against the Gemara. The Imkain, Holach Hu Eitzel Rofe V'Ripo. Am I Omer LeKamon? We just saw an Ein Hamid Alf. The Mekudeshes. How can it be? It's against the words. Hello, a whole different word. Depends upon the Kepeda, which you saw by Riches on Thursday here in the Tosis. I think we may have seen in the Rush as well for the second time. Let's now turn to the Rush and see the same thing. It's the word, same words. Back to the Rush to get a picture of what of the problem is going to be. Elo, bikpeda samumentalia. Shegamat aliachashin esrapa hinim eses olav. Shezocher shahoyu bamumen. Achashin eskachalo. Avo bay leka kpeda. Why? Your word, Rafi. Itza becholduhu nichola. The reason he gives is that a woman is not going to care about her husband's previous moment. Because she got a man. No, we settle for a guy with previous moment. Not a present moment. Oh, no. Previous moment. That's how the Rush explains. So the Korban Asal is Chazer from Thursday. Oh, Shin. Rabba Sfir Legamken Deisha Lo Makperes Al Yofi Shalish Deinisha El Yofi. We discussed this last time. Abel Inyan Lo Ichbas Lo Le Mitzvah Bekrov Osov. Remember, there's a machlokas Rabba and Rava. So the Rosh is quoting Rava's Svara to explain Rabba. Says the Korban Asala, yeah, Rabba also holds some Rava's Svara with respect to the Yofi Shalish, now with respect to the Mimsa Mikrovosa. That's how the Korban Asala has to fix up this idea of the Rush. Fine. Both say, fine. So the question now becomes as follows. How do you reconcile this rush? This right here, the rush Simon Yud-Gimel, says two things which seems to be, at first glance, irreconcilable. On the one hand, the rush is quoting our Tosfos. Same thing, word for word. It depends upon what? Depends upon Kpeda. Depends upon Kpeda. Okay? Fine. On the other hand, quotes the Yerushalmi. What did Yerushalmi say? What did Yerushalmi say? The Yerushalmi says, let's chazer again. Let's read the Yerushalmi one more time. The machlok is whether she can get married to someone else without a get. The one who says it's okay, why? She be tov she odas shim holechet etzal chochem v'umateres nidareo yu bonem amzerim eino holeches lefonav and therefore muteres inase below get. Rabosai. Rabosai, this case. Does the first husband know about it? Yes or no? So the Achronim assume the answer is yes. Ha, we mentioned this the end of Shia on Thursday. How's it possible? She's married to Reuven, and she goes off and marries Shimon. What, are you crazy? It's a love triangle. It'll kill them both. Literally or figuratively. It must be that Reuven found out that she has Nedarim. Oh, this lady, this bum. I married her, she has no Nedarim, she didn't say boo. Now it turns out she has Nedarim. Okay. Now, if you go like Tosfos in the Rush, once he finds out that they're in Nedarim, look what the Rush is on top. Rush is on top. Watch this. Oh. Let's look, Rabosai, and put again one hand in the Rush, one hand in Tosfos, because you see that the assumptions which are made which are not necessarily the case. Watch this. I'm reading from the Tosfos Chacham line 4. V'davka hocha etzel chacham v'itira kodi midias habal, avala acha yedias habal lo mahani lehu heter. Once husband knows, it's too late. Kedikatani b'masnisin, nimtzu olea nedarim, eina mekudeshes, v'lo maflig bein b'nei heter, l'lav b'nei heter. V'tam adam menas kein mekacha, shim lo yirtza levat la kiddush nachmas nedarim, shi yukiddush yukiddush kayomim. V'hecha de yoda, kodem shehutru, her miyad rosa shimu v'tolin, de shem lo yirlem heter. Because it was knocked out retroactively. So says the Tosfos. Now, the Rush, does the Rush agree with Tosfos or not? So the Mefarshim assume that yes, the Rush agrees with Tosfos. Did the Rush say Mefarsh like Tosfos? Nope. But the assumption is he holds like Tosfos. But then it's an impossibility. Because the Yerushalmi says that even after the husband found out about the Nedarim, because presumably he did, because she went to marry somebody else, how would she do that? The husband, first husband doesn't even know about it. Afal Pikein is a possibility about Torah's Nedarim, I'll be Mekudesh to my friend. That's the kasha which is asked. Yes.
How does the idea of
Kepeda
in
Tosfos
work?
So Tosfos is Befeirish. Kepeda depends on the moment that he finds out. At the moment the husband finds out they're in the Durham, and there has been no Ataras Chacham yet, right away he's Makbid, and that's it. Can't be married ever.
Is that like a Hilk Halacha Tanai in general, or is that specific, like, it's like
Mekhav Tos? Well, no. That's a good question. We had a long discussion in the previous sugya, if you remember. whether we had a long run, whether the run has three different opinions, at least maybe even four, as to when do we say it? Is it a mechila or lack of kpeda? Is it only for something which is made for my hanos? So I can say I'm not mak, but if it's not, if it's something, is it snow or no snow? Not, no, no, there's no hanos, and then maybe you can't say I'm not mak. You mean not mak, but it's snowing, it's snowing. That was the discussion we had last time. So it occurred to me to answer this question, and I believe this is found in the Beis Shmuel as well. I thought of it on my own. I think it's correct. It's an amazing thing that in the Yerushalmi's case, believe it or not, the first husband did not know about it. This later, it's chutzpah. Reuven marries her. Amanash ain't a nedarim. She knows in her heart she has nedarim. So without even telling anything to Reuven, who's blindsided completely, he's in love with this girl. Reuven's the first. Reuven then comes Shimon. Reuven's the first husband. Reuven marries Rachel. And Reuven's in love with Rachel. Madly in love with her. He marries on a condition of no nedarim. She doesn't tell him she has nedarim. And she goes and marries Shimon. If I'd be Reuven, I'd take a, I don't know what. I shouldn't say what I want to do.
How would she think she's going to get away with that?
But she does it anyway. That's why, how can that be? But I think the Beis Shmuel said so. Let's take a look and see if I'm right. I think the Beis Shmuel said exactly that. Believe it or not. See the Mefarshim, Beis Shmuel. Can't be.
What? No. I guess exactly.
Let's take a look. Let's see if it's true. You tell me if you read it my way or don't read it my way.
Since it's Kodem Yedida, therefore you can be Kadeshus and Afreya.
I'm obviously, I have to make this bigger because you can't see it in the back. It worked? Made it bigger? Is it big enough?
Rabbi, make it a little bit bigger.
A little bigger, sure. How's that? Big enough? Bigger? Make it bigger. Why not? Good? Okay, bigger the holidays. Now, I just to show the Shulchan Aruch, just to show just the link for a second. Watch. Similar mitzvah, Rabbi Osai, Sif Aleph. Let's read together. Hamakash is isha mashenol and nedarim, and she has his nedarim, and the mekudeshes, and it's shichaget. Right? Tur. The yesh misha omer shechosh shim shematelach etzal chacham yatila kenasru li nasi below get 2 days in the Yerushalmi. Right, the Mechaber, first Ramos Mekel, ain't sure to get. Then the Mechaber was an opinion, and therefore it's both opinions are found here in the Shulchan Aruch. With me so far? Can she remarry without a get? Rachel, who married Reuven, can you marry Shimon without a get? 2 opinions, right? First opinion said you don't get.
Who would ever enter yes for that?
Who said that she does? The first day, ain't sure to get. Ain't a Mechudashas, shine. Can I guess? Well, let's take a look. I'm guessing, well, we don't have to guess. It's already have it. Beis Shmuel. The Rishami is a plukta b'zeh. We saw the Rishami here. The Ran quotes it, the Rush quotes it. Upasku arash b'varan de mutera sinosei. V'yein choshen shem metelech lahatala de mekalkala al nafsha. Nasos b'nem amzeirim. Right? So far, we saw it. Rabbi Niruchim pasuk l'chumra. De chashinen shem metelech lahatir. Vald! She's nuts. I forgot to come on Simon Kufman Gimelisa, but tonight Chevy Al Tassem Lo Chai Shinon. I get rid of this. Thank you. Lo Chai Shinon Shetavor Al Hatnai. A man divorces his wife on the condition that she doesn't go to China. Is it fair to China? Is she going to go to China? She's crazy to go to China. She was going to undo the divorce. We're not afraid she's going to go to China. Here too, going to the Chochot, to be Matur, and that is like going to China. We're not afraid it's going to happen. We pass in Kuf Mem Gimel. Keep in mind, Hashem should have a lot tonight. The Kalkal on the Avsha. It's not crazy. So what happened over here? So that's the Beit Shmuel Chiddush. And the Kan Hashina. Shemelo tirtze shetehei ha-neder oleha kol yomeo. She can't handle the neder. V'telech lahat lo ha-neder. T'mizeh yavu ha-kilkul. Avsh en kavanoso l'kalkel. V'akshe kavanoso l'shem mitzvah. V'lo kechalkos mechokos shenichos l'dechukim. Yes.
What's the advantage for someone to like divorce someone like this way? Like if you want to get divorced from your wife, like why would you ever like take it on yourself?
Don't ask me. This is all crazy. You're right. We don't make any more tonight. We told you we don't make tonight nowadays. Correct. It's Croesus is taking care of the monks and get. Yeah, the one who's matan and neder meant the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be matan and neder. Chacham, but the chacham was not a chacham. Mechilas quoting. It was not a chacham for the man of shtana. We call it sometimes. Yeah, it was not really a big chacham. He's calling mamzerim over here. Not a smart thing to do. Mil kosher, a kochok. Watch this. Chashash ze kodem shiyoda habal diesh l'anedarim. Oh, doachakach lo mahani et kochom. Kemo shekasev besamuch. Right? It's too late. Im kain lo mali hatam shetelech l'chochom. Typically, shemiyim chol habal. Maybe the husband is going to be moichel when he finds out. V'lo yakpid. For the kiddush and chalim afreya, as we said in the previous simon, the yochol limchol, I feel about tonight, she'ein mo'aman, yo kasha, right? Yo shayla. We pass it back on simon lamechaz, even that kind of tonight, he can be moichel. Ev shem ha'ay time adik aran di yushalmi cholik al tosis. That's what you saw. V'sfilei, li yushalmi, I feel o acha yedies habal, mahani hetachochom. That's the Ran said. Lefizeh Ari Yerushalmi Afshi Yoda Habal. Meshem Hachi Tzorach Hatam Shemetelech Lahatim. You're in Yerucham Ashmal Ahed Yod Esfiyah Lo Polag Yerushalmi Al Tosis, because he quotes the Tosis and he quotes the Yerushalmi. The Rosh quoted Tosis and Yerushalmi, but the Rosh didn't have the end of the Tosis. Let's explain in a second why. The Yerushalmi Ari Delo Yoda Habal. Chutzpah for this lady. She marries someone else, that first telling her first husband that she has an adora. This is mind-boggling. But that's what the Beit Shmuel said. Umikom gam lo chashinon, shem alo yakpid. Why? Dimistama derech lahakpid. Vihisna beferish. He probably is makpid, the husband. Gam lo chashinon, shem ayimcho, bekivon lekakalosam. Ooh. If I were Reuven, I would be worried about this. The Beit Shmuel and Reuven is not such a bum. Thomas Napshi and Plishtim. Look at this guy. Reuven's married to Rachel. He's obsessed with Rachel. She's so beautiful. He marries Rachel. But it's one condition that they know the Dorah. She doesn't tell him anything. Goes marries Shimon. Reuven is enraged. So he comes to her. What'd you do? Oh, I have the Dorah. Oh, I'm not Makbid. By saying those three words, I'm not Makbid, what has he done, this Reuven? He's destroyed Rachel and destroyed Shimon. That they were in a mamish close enough.
They're like talking about like the most dishonest people.
We're not worried it's going to happen to the Mishmul. Yes?
According to the Yerushalmi, even if the guy didn't know, even if he finds out, the Bach, the Mishmul is saying that that still, even in that case, we're saying these things, like even if he finds out, he can still be.
He finds out later on, he still has the ability to say, I'm not makbid. If he says those three words, Rachel and Shimon are toast. Because they married, and if he's not makbid, his marriage is valid.
Tosfos says that it's only Shalo Yada Habal, right?
Shalo Yada Habal. Because according to Tosfos, once the Baal finds out,
so it's on the spot.
On the spot, it's presumably makbid.
Okay, so then Yerushalmi says, no.
Yerushalmi says, so Tos and Yerushalmi seem to be against each other.
Yeah, but so then if the Yerushalmi is Avshe Yada Habal, then it's not about Kveda.
So that's the issue. The Rabbeinu Yerucham quotes the Yerushalmi, quotes Tosfos, quotes both. How do you say that? All the way out is to say this amazing Chiddush, this Racha the Chutzpah to go marry Shimon without notifying Reuven that she has Nedarim. Just think about it for a minute. He thinks she's, he has no, he's blindsided. He's, here he is married to his beloved, Rachel, and all of a sudden she finds him married to Shimon. I know, why? What do you do over here? Oh, I forgot to tell you, Reuven, please forgive me. I forgot to tell you that I have the Dorim, and obviously my marriage, she was no marriage, so I decided to marry Shimon.
They're really the worst people in the world.
I mean, yes.
But why would Reuven say that he's not married?
If he wants to ruin Rachel, he's so angry with her.
But that would, he would be ushered, she would be ushered to him.
Anyway, yeah, because she's Mizana with Shimon. He can't get her back that way.
Yeah, but
just a spider.
We don't presume that.
We don't presume the guy's gonna be such a big bum to spider just in order to ruin her because she ruined his romantic life.
But then he's not really Makrit. He's just saying that. Doesn't he have to have the Asa?
No. He really is Makrit. He really is Makrit. But because obviously he made that condition, he's Makrit. But then he has the ability, at least in theory, to say I'm now Makrit on him. If he wants to be a real bum, he could do it. We're not afraid it's gonna happen. I wonder if the Beis Shmuel ever took a psychology course. People that I know, I would be afraid that they would say that, just to ruin their ex. I've seen too much in my time.
Maybe she didn't even have the Dorah, and she's the bum.
Maybe she's lying.
Yeah.
She's claiming that she...
That would be interesting. See how far we can go? It's all a fake. She doesn't even have the Dorah. Wow. Well, maybe they're too anal she has the Dorah. That's a good question. How many others?
If the Gemara presumes that Reuven is not going to want you to take her to Basin in order to embarrass her, why would he even say that he's not Machbid and ruin her life?
All this is wild. Rabosa, I have to tell you one more thing before we go any further, that this din, which is found again in Shulchan Aruch, is we're assuming she's not going to go, she's going to go to get her Hanadorim knocked out. Impossible. Where were we before? Where was I before? Here. Have I get rid of this? This is what I want. Avnei Meluim, on this very place. Avnei Meluim. Look what he says. Something amazing. I learned new things. Our yeshiva never learns the Dharam. It's one of the problems we have. We never learned the Dharam in the yeshiva since I'm here. Once we voted to learn the Dharam many years ago, and the high school said we can't learn the Dharam because there's no Rashi, the rounds are too long. So we gave in, we learned the Kedushin instead. So they made another cycle, just now 6 or 7, again on the Dharam. I don't know the Dharam, we never learned the Dharam. I never learned new things. Look what he says over here. This is the Avnei Meluim Rabosai, here in Simen Lamed Tes, makes the following comment. A Chiddush, I looked it up. Of course, he's right. I didn't know this. Watch this. Pluk to be Rishalmi. En chosh not the kagal. She's not going to go to the chacham. She's not crazy. And the Rabbi Yeruch was afraid. Shematatir aneder. They all ask a kasha. And Simon should be kuf mem gimel. Tanai v'shev al tasa en chosh and shematavel al tenor lo kagal atzma ein shem. So what did the Rabbi Shmuel answer? She's so distraught with this neder. She didn't go to the chacham anyway, even though she's going to end up. I mean, that's hard to understand. V'nira, l'vidas harashbo v'horayim b'nedorim perek rabbelez v'samachayim and aleph. Then a chacham yochol lahatir ele midas hanoder v'shiyam v'nei chacham. Ayin shemaran shelakem b'risham. That's what I thought this was of a portion. In Cain, ein lochus, you're right. Ein lochus shemot helech etzel chacham v'shvot chacham. You're not crazy. Al'vidas harashbo, simen reiz, I looked it up. Then yodea hachacham. Shanoder mischaret, yochol lahater afilu below yedias hanoder ayin shom. Woo! Hear what's going on? Oh, a person takes a neder, and let's say I'm a chacham, and I overhear this person that says, "Oi, what did I do? I'm crazy. Why did I take this neder? I'm a so silly thing to do." Okay, I the chacham from the manashtana, I can be matter that person's neder. Without his presence, without his coming to ask for that Torah Sindarim. That's the Talmud on the Rosh. One day on the Rosh anyway. Rabbein HaShimshon, Ayin Shabaran. Im Kein Roy Lochush, Shemit Yischar Ben Eder Bebesa. In a house, what did I do, what did I take a Sneder for? V'achocham Shalom Yodah Ben Yonah Kiddushin, Yadal HaShalom B'Foneo, V'nim Tzor Neko Anedal Mafreya. Ah. A new word. the chacham to be mad at the neder without the woman even coming to ask for it. So she's not crazy to ask for that Torah snow, but it happened behind her back. That's the fear. That's the fear. Ah, that's what the Rabbi Nirul quotes. Okay, that's the fear. That's the fear. And Rabbi Niruchim holds like the Rosh, who is his Rebbe. Wow, unbelievable. I never knew this existed. Okay, but he quotes it. If you look it up in the Dov, you'll see it's there. Oh. Now, Rabosai, does anybody disagree with Tosfos and say it depends purely upon the Lashon? Depends upon the Lashon. So we saw Ashita Mekubetzes, Rabosai, which seems to say that way. Depends upon the Lashon, but we can reinterpret the Lashonis in a certain way. I'm going to show it to you, Ashita Mekubetzes, which we saw, I believe, already last week. We'll see it again. The question is, does Tashita mean this? We'll see soon. Vida, should know. In the Dorim as a machlokes posim becharata or not. What ain't posim becharata mean? And chacham mashar leftoach v'lomar lo nadart adat adachi. To try to give her or him the impetus to be matan edim. No, you want the notice come first and ask. I didn't. He should take the initiative. That's how Rashi said. But the Ran and the Rosh don't learn that pshat in the Dorah. And according to the pshat, Ran and the Rosh, lo nisyashe mashakosim Rashi yocho. El harav ozal ishitosei upirish b'ray sezukim and the omar poskun b'charota v'haynu pesach in pirish madura kama v'chi perusha mashakomer ha-chocham mutaloch. Let's watch this carefully. Eino ki gozer shehe mutter. Tim Kane I hash to have a yasser. Barehu you all the door. Elamare lo shu mutter me elo. U poseach lo bedvorim shet ischaret. U mare lo kilu en kanede me kora klal. Viomala da dada shi kachena echod. Amanash en ala nadorim. Vayu ala nadorim. Lo konadra. She never wanted the nadar. She wanted to be married. Via Meres Kane. Hilka Chavila Kamish Lohoyu Alena Dorim Bishas Kedushin. Avala Rofe, Enam Rapa, Vikana Labo. Afa Pish and Akash and its Rapes, Enon and Esses Klal. Farahi Kivit Chila Shalohoyu Bamum. Watch. Mikoma Kom. Hare Hit Oso Bishas Kedushin. Shebishas Atnai Lohoyu Chofesh Yebamum. And there was a moving point of fact at that stage of the Kiddushin, and it can never be retroactively undone, that moment. Vafilib Oda Rusoso, Ashlo Nisav, Vayish Makpra Lisha Shiv Oda Rusoso, Lo Yeba Mum. Hilkoch, Kiyamala Bishasa Kiddushin, Amanas Shalo Yeba Mum. Hochi Kamar, Shalo Yeba Mum, Afilu Bahish Shaita, Afal Gav. That's what the words mean. That's what the words mean. Avo Isha Hamasna al Ish Amanash lo yevamumumikach Amanashen lamum Hainaloma Shloyela mumim bishas knisa the be'eris and kolosh lo kinsa and makperes and yel balmum rakshe yisoena. So what's going to happen over there, Abosai? What's going to happen over here, according to this sheet of it sounds like, it's purely a matter, Rabosai, of the language, Lashon Talia Milsa, except when it comes to the Mum, his condition, it depends upon the Shas Kedushin, and her condition depends upon the Shas Nisuin. So what will happen, Rabosai, if she goes to the Chacham,
well, it's like a roll.
and is matter the neder, perhaps according to Shidas Shida Mekubetes, even if she goes and is matter the neder, after the husband finds out about it, she's still Mekudeshes. Turns out retroactively, there was no neder. That's Poshup Shad and Rashi that way. Right? Poshup Shad. Let's go back to Rashi. It's Rashi, the Hail Rashi. What's Rashi saying over here? Rashi's saying, simple basis, just called the Poshup Shad and the Gemara. Rashi says, Okre neder mei koro, sheposeach lo becharoto, adata dochi mikonadris, yomis lo lo. And he says it's not a mutalach, nimtza kemi shlo hoyu aleha b'shas kiddushin. So who cares if the husband found out about it, didn't find out about it? That's a pashut pshat of Rashi that way.
But even if you can say that if the husband found out about it, then once that happened, and that kiddushin was already...
That's a question. Could you say that? Quote the Rashi, get the impression not that way. True, the guy's screaming bloody murder. I didn't want a wife who was nadara. Oh, honey, I didn't know you meant that way. I'll go to the chokham tomorrow. We'll be mounted a neder. I never had a neder. Never had one. That's a parshup shot in Rashi. But it's a major problem, Rabbi Osai. It's a major problem. Why did Tosfos reject this? Because of the Gemara, Rabbi Osai, and of ayin hey, I'm an aleph. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph, Rabbi Osai. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph. Ayin hey, I'm an aleph. Watch. Rav Omar, Hocha b'yisha chashuv askinon, Toma lo nichol iditzu b'krov osel. I hachi eimo seifo. What does I hachi mean? What does I hachi? Says Tosfos. I hachi. Bishlamo I taimo mishum deinon emrosa shudiz baza ishtam b'bezdin. In the olden days, men went to Bezdin regularly, women never went to Bezdin. So Tosfos learns the Ihachi here, like any other Ihachi. It's a kasha only against Rava and not against Rava. However, as we shall see momentarily, not everyone agrees with this Tosfos. Let's take a look at Bosai. Shita Mekubet says, oh, next stop I need. Ihachi, watch this raw, look. Ihachi, hi Ihachi, look. Lav dafka, the vadai hu adinami lididan, the be'ina and time of my shna, Iu mina, the ilu b'didei amrina b'rofei dena mekudeshes mishum dena matirel mikano labo harazal, and Tosfos said different pshat. It's like any other iachi. The answer is Rabbi Osei according to Rashi, iachi is like the ra'ah. Tosfos says the Rashi the posh pshat can't be. It's against the Gemara nine heim and aleph. That's exactly the Gemara's kasha nine heim and aleph. The iachi is a kasha only on Rava's pshat, but also on Rava's pshat. So writes the Ra'ah Beferish. Again, what's a Yachi? Yachi Sefer the Katani, Avahu Sholach Etzel Chacham Vitiro Etzel Rav Ribos HaMekudeshes. Why? It shouldn't be true. It's against the literal interpretation of the original Tanai, as far as the Mum is concerned. That's exactly the Gemara's Kash. Tosfos kash is the Gemara's kash. How do you like that for a pshat? That's interesting. The Ritva, someone's not found in the sheet, I don't think. For some reason, there's so many Ritvas in the sheet, I don't know what the editor did, why I left that certain Ritva. So it's not here, I have no choice. It's here in the Ritva itself. So, now the Ritva is the Talmud Muvak of the Ra, this you know. Let's just go up here. It's a chazara, but it's an additional twist. The Ritva is like this. Ihachi ema seifa. Lav I amit bishla megomaru. So the chulei alma boy timer. Maishla nechiyoach as a rofe riposo mekudeshes. Abishenim avin kala labo. Same as Rabbi the Ritva. Same as Rabbi the Ra'ah. Elavarai. The answer must be Tama Mishum, as the Gemara says later on, as you said earlier today, right? Rafa, you said this teretz. The ihi becholduhu nichala. Vayi hachi lav dafka. Then the Ritva has a twist. And yet, v'chavasa yigim etamura tuva. Iyachi is lav dafka. Not only this strenuous amount about in the first mandamar also. A twist. Umiyu legabe heta chacham darina and behashta. Iyamit bishlamahu. Yeah. With respect to Nether, it is that way. But with respect to Mum, it's not that way. One can say, even with respect to Nether, it's not that way. Beyond the Ritva, like the Ra'ah himself said, not this extra caveat of the Ritva. Bekitzu Nimrit, that's what you have to say if you learn Pashup Shan and Rashi. Pashup Shan and Rashi. Narabosai. Let's go a little bit further. I have the following shaila. Marriage is entered into on the condition of no movement. They get married. Next year, there's a refuah to the mum. Tosa says, for sure, not Mekudesh, it's for sure not. Right? It all depends upon when he finds out about it or forget about it. What about according to the Ra'ah? What about the Ra'ah? He had a mum. And he went to the doctor, and it was healed. You say, I nichala, maybe the marriage is valid. I, the Rishami's question, in effect. The Rishami's going to say, what's going to happen? She's going to get, she's going to, just imagine, she'll marry somebody else. Yuck! You made the condition of no woman. You have a terrible mum. I'm going to marry Shimon, so there. He says to don't get mad, get even. Goes to the doctor, and the doctor does surgery, and now there's no more mum. Be trouble, huh? Trouble. Maybe not. Once she married Shimon, then at that point in time, we say that she doesn't want Reuven anymore, even if he's Nisrape. Why not? Because she'll get into big trouble with the marriage to Shimon. So kind of a strange possibility according to the Ra'ah. If she marries Reuven, Reuven has a mum. And she says, oh, I can't stand this mum. He runs to the doctor, gets it all healed. Meanwhile, Rachel is still single. Then maybe she's Mekudeshes. Because, you know, they're called Nichola. And once he got cured, he got cured. Tosfos says that the issue is one of discovery. Once it's discovered, it's too late. But the Ra'ah doesn't go with that mahalach. So maybe they're in fact married. Only thing is, if she already married Shimon, then for sure she's makbid on Reuven's past or present mum to avoid her being destroyed in a relationship with Shimon. It's all an interesting idea, whether it's true or not, I can't say for sure. But the Ra'ah opens up all kinds of new doors. And speaking of the Ra'ah, let's go back to Rashi. There's one word, I yelled this out loud last week. Let's go back to it. One word. That's the word that's on the fourth narrow line. All right, down the base of the first word. Hit a so. What's bothering Rashi? What's bothering Rashi? It was a kpeda on even a past mum on his part, as opposed to on her part. The question will be, what's the difference when the mum is nisrape? Before the kiddushin, after the kiddushin. So what did Tosa say? Ah, that he doesn't want any woman, he doesn't want a woman who has a mum on his watch. On his watch. Shazoka sheba mumin, when? While she is married to him. But the mum she had before she was married to him doesn't bother him. It's a strange psychology. Why should it make a difference? You reminded of her old mum, nafkamina, when she had the mum. But that's what Tosfos seems to say. Rashi may have a different mahalach. The reason he's makbid, says Rashi, is not the mum itself, but that she fooled him. People don't want to be fooled. People don't want to be fooled. And therefore, if she was healed before the Kiddushin, no mum, she didn't fool him. But if the mum came after the Kiddushin and she fooled him, then he doesn't want to be married to her. That's a whole different vart, Rabosa. A whole different vart. Tosfos says no, that even in past tense, he has a kpeda. The message we spoke last week, Shizok Hashem B'mun, when? After he was married to her. Hashem B'mun before that, not. That's a psychology question. According to Rashi's Poshup Shah, was he fooled or not fooled? I have the following shayla according to Rashi. Rabosa, what happens in the following case? Man marries woman. Amanah said there's no mumin. She said, yeah, you're right, no mumin. And she's told the truth. She knew of no mumin at the time. She goes to the doctor the next week, and the doctor discovers there's a mumin, and this mumin has to be at least a week old. This mumin precedes the condition. The doctor can say it for sure. But she didn't know. Oh. According to Rashi, it's very possible that the marriage was a marriage. No hit also. If it gets ultimately cured. She didn't fool him. She didn't know. According to Tosfos, the Pshuta would not be married. That seems to be a big difference. Wow. Wow.
Do you really think when Rashi says hit also, it's dafka?
That's why I learned Pshat and Rashi. And remember, Tosfos is a Chiddush.
Why would that, if I am Mekav Tos, if I sell you a field that I thought was a good field, but it turned out that it wasn't a good field, and you buy it, is that...
No good anyway. Correct. Correct. But what happens if I sell you a field, it's a no good field, then I go to an engineer, and he fixes it, now it is a good field. Now it is a good field. Okay. So then, yeah, oh, but you fooled me. That's how I learned Pshat and Rashi. Now, did anyone else say like me in the whole wide world? I'm not sure. Right. Okay, could be. Yeah.
So when it comes to moving, I was discussing this with somebody, and they said people are more machbid about like moving for like the wedding, because it doesn't really. People are more like, I guess, machbid and that type of stuff for the wedding because everyone's there. There's a bunch of pictures. That's like what's going to be remembered. So is dafka that day, and so that seems to have a separate status. So if it's lemefreya, it doesn't really work that way.
You know, you're trying to take the sensitivities of today and bring them back to the time of the Gemara and the Mishnah. In those days, the Kiddushin was done in front of two witnesses, maybe 10. And the big deal, if they had big deals, the two by the Nisuin, not by the Kiddushin. Okay. They have two big parties. We save money. Save money. We'll see how much money you're going to be saving. But we make the Kiddushin, at least make the Kiddushin and the Suda together. At least that we do. So,
Can we presume nowadays people are more mocked than the mumin by the wedding?
Maybe. But how do you find the wedding? The wedding is.
You care about whether there's a mum after
right.
You're married to her.
For the rest of your life, 100 years. Right. Because you're talking like a smart person. He's talking like the not so smart person. He's only care what people look.
There
are many not smart people. All they care about
is
people.
Has a mum at the wedding pictures?
No, because people
are. Like the mum, like she has like a scratch on her face.
No, some people are like that. They care if like all their friends are seeing her like that.
I think that you're both right. You're right. He's right. The people are wrong. But he's still right.
In terms of wanting a divorce, why would you care about the wedding?
The people are that way, but
people
it doesn't matter.
Like that.
Whatever. Let's not discuss that. Let's go to the next Tosfos. I want to talk about the people's foibles. The next house is also very important. A man is most each of Mishim Shemra, lo yachze. Omari, the man that mefarish bashalea gittin memvav. Tama Mishim Kilkula. What does that mean, Mishim Kilkula? Let's look at the Gemara. I think it's important to see the Gemara itself. Okay, Rabosai? Tosfos quotes a Gemara. My Rebbe always taught us, if Tosfos quotes a Gemara, look up the Gemara. You're often too lazy. It's not right. You shouldn't be lazy. You should look up the Gemara. Watch this. We're discussing it over here. Mishum Shemra. What is Shemra? Mishum Kilkula. What's Mishum Kilkula? If I say I'm Imotzi Mishum Neder Mishum Shemra, then I find out it's not really true, I never would have divorced you. Iyama Lahachi Matzi Mekakala. Below. Lo matzi mekakala. That's one opinion. You get the army. Tzach shiyoma lo have your das shemishim shem ani motziach motziach mishim dera. Because some time am I? Kdei shalom yubinos yisrael prutos barayas of inedor. This is the Gemara. Sense taisus. Omeri. The man that mefarsh b'shalach in memvav. Tama mishim kilkula b'shul also kilkul. Lo you get batel banem amzerin. Don't take it literally that the get is batel. Shirelo also tonight beget. Shirelo came into his temple kafal. Didn't make an official tonight. He just said, "Honey, you know I'm getting rid of you because of a shemra. The rumors that you were immoral. If you would have said I'm divorcing on the condition you were immoral, then he could say it turns out to be not true. The get is no good, and she married a second guy because of amzerin. He didn't say that. He didn't say that." So therefore, it's not that the get's going to be bottled. Rather, he'll spread rumors that this get is questionable. V'teira de leka tanai, the yosa tanai, my time on the man de lo chai shekul kula. How can the other man not worry about it? V'od, the yosa tanai, ma mo'el ma she'omu lo ya'achzib. They say he can't remarry her. So what? V'kach lo yivat la tanai, it won't help. Elevadai lo osa lo tanai gomer. Elo she'omu lo. Mishum Shemra ani motziyech, k'dar minu hasam, v'lek el alaz bi'almo. He'll spread rumors that the get is no good because the Shemra is wrong. But really, the get is really going to be good. Really, it's going to be good. And that's why, if you tell him in advance, listen, mister, no matter what, whether the Shemra is true or not true, you can't take it back. How will that help? Why should he spread rumors? He only spreads rumors, he has charata. He wants it back. Once he's told there's a gzera d'rabbanan, if a man divorces his wife and says a magic word to the shemra, he can't take it back no matter what, he's not going to be spread alas. Beautiful. Well, if he's saying, Sarok tam shem ekuntris, te kevin de omalo yagzir, lo chashin and sula kilkula. Kevin lo chashash livdok, becholinya megarishla. Oh. That sounds like a kakon de Rashi. Again, the kipshuto. It's a mamzeir shel. Now the cave of the chashash mamzeir is leka. Mishum laz nami leka lemechash. The varayim ayochol lachzira. Hayol an lachash ben yotzi lachzira lachzira. I feel that Yisrael is kvar. The sova the muteras lachzira. The shogegazi. It's not the Yisrael of Sota. Aval ata she'en ayochol lachzira. Lom yotzi laz. Period. Okay, this is Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita. Tosfos Shita. Let's finish up. V'leka l'meima d'hocha kevin d'oma mishum shemra ani motziyech. Goli adate she'en erotza she'eget. Im eino shemra kimo v'zovim v'lo etzchukhil v'zuzay. Rav Tzadi Zayin. He sell the field because he needs money. Now he doesn't need money. The sale is not good. V'zovim nichsed adat l'meisa d'arad Yisroh. Sold his house. Go down Aliyah. And Aliyah fell through. So the sale is no good. There. Sagi begilu das. This is here too. No. Akochocha beinon tonight. Mid the Mishani Hassan. The Gemara is over there. Rabosai in Masechta Gittin. Where's the Gemara? Where's the Gemara? It's called the Gemara. Come a hasam, Homani Rab Mei, Dama Bina Tanai Kofel, Where's the Gemara? You see it here? Maybe it's before. Maybe it's before. I don't see it. I'm just not seeing it right in front of me.
Which part?
Well, let's take a look. I don't see it tonight. Kofel anywhere here.
Or wasn't it just saying that it's the
Shita
of
Rameir,
and
we know that Rameir will be needed to my
comfort? Rameir's name is found over here. Well, let's take a look at Rashi. I think maybe it means the Gemara in Kedusha
Das. Yeah, that's what it means. Maybe. Just take one more pass over here. Let's take. It's not here. Maybe. In any event, this is what Tosa says. Rabosai, this is what Tosa says. Does everybody agree with this? Tosa's shot? Rashi seems to disagree, as usual. Rashi is, you know, we always somehow sell Rashi short. So, where are we in Rashi? The habit of selling Rashi short. Never do that, ever. Rashi always has a pshat. Look at Marsha. But Rashi Pirish, Iker Kushyosam Nela Mocha Midivreim, Kamoshkaz of Perak Hamadir, Aotosis. Dimishim Kilkula, the Kamar, Hainashia get Batman and Mamzerim, Mamish, Kanir, Pirish Rashi. Mayoel Mashamu Loyachzir Bekach Loyvatla Tanai. And they say at the end, Rab Meir, the boy Tanai Kofel, the Kafel Tanai, Ein Moel Mashal Yachzir. Rabbonon, but Tanai Gomor, if you learn a Kofel, Zevim Shekosu Deino Elalas. Fine. Velekal Lemay Manami, Lo Boy Tanai Gomor, Legilu Das Bialmo. The MK lo havel boil the meimar the Rab Meir hocha tonight kofel the hainu kofel the milsei the begilu das lo polig Rab Meir arabonon avo varech shash mamzeres leka kontatosis vanan varech shaskinon the chashin lo las fine Rashi Pirish no he thinks it's a real shalav of mamzeres should the Rab Meir mukminan masnis in the hocha lakamon. The kafla tonight. Ah, that's why I couldn't find it. Watch this, Talmud Bavli. Watch this. It went the wrong way. Maybe it's here. Oh. Rav Meir Damar Bina tonight kafel. Below kafla tonight. That's what Tosfos is going over here. This is the Gemara. I'm involved with base. Okay, in a somewhat different context. Now, I thought I had it, but I don't have it, unfortunately. Marsha, we do have, but I wanted the answer to see the Karnei Re'eim. Can I get it on screen? Probably not. I don't see any way. Every Marsha has a Karnei Re'eim. The Karnei Re'eim is not found over here. Okay, we don't have it. The Karnei Re'eim says, quotes the Ramban, it's Taka Gilu Das. The Gilu Das. Oh. If it's a Tanai Beferish, the get is bottle, no matter what. As Tosfos says to Kasha against Rashi. When it comes to a Gilu Das, so then, if you say Beferish, you can't bring her back. And he still wants to divorce her, It means he's begom adas agasha, even if there's no shame ra. Can't be a mekalkaler. That's what the Kana Rambam says pshat in Rashi. In other words, really, what Tosfos says it can't be is, it's a question of gilui das. But if they tell him a feirish, listen, mister, you can't bring her back, then we assume he wanted a divorce no matter what. If he didn't tell him that, then it's a gilui das, he only wants a divorce. It's a shema. No, shema doesn't want a divorce. It splits the difference between Rashi and Tosfos. The Ramban Shita, Kana Rambam says that even Rashi meant that.
Okay.
Perhaps he did, perhaps he didn't. It's hard to know. Now, Abosai, it's interesting. Where's the Tanai Kofel over here? You know, where? Our Gemara, right? Amar Meir. Yeah, the Gemara itself. No. Our Gemara itself talks about Rav Meir, as you said correctly, but our Gemara does nothing about Tanai Kofel. So how can this Tanai be effective if there's no Tanai Kofel? The Ran asked Akasha. The Ran asked Akasha in Masechta Nedarim. And I asked you to see, I don't know if you saw it, a Mishnah Lamelech who talks about it. I'm not sure how many of you saw it already. Let's find the Mishnah Lamelech. Rambam. The Mishnah Melech on the Marmakomus discusses this, Rabbi Osai. In Hilchus Ishus, Pegvah, that's what the old laws of Tanaya found. Humongous mission. I'm going to see a little bit. Hope you don't miss it. Someone said, if a line ends at the end of the line, you can't, the paragraph's not indented. Quite big. Oh, this is what I wanted. Vim chaser atznai echem, arei atznai batal kilo ensham tonight club. Nista pakti. Behold, I mean that call tonight, shene kadnai bne godem ne ruvem. Teno tonight. Im udavka betznai de la habo. Kagon. Im esekach vakach. Right? Im tavru. If you cross the Jordan to fight. Right? Aber betznai de la shahovar. Lo beinen mishpate atznoim. V'yesh tamachalik. That's just arbitrary. The bish lama shatnai hu lahabo aminon loasi bitul atnai sheyavo achar amaisa v'yavat lamaisa elam kein nasa ketnai bnei Reuben. Abel kshetnai hu lahomar kon im asisi davar zeh o im asiso shemi osa shom is bara davar im iskayim amaisa olo ma tzorach bazeh alash mishpnei etnoim v'asfaris v'nechona b'yenai. Problem is, the Gemara in Kiddushin. Yes, gets Rav Meir. He cried the Sota. Lechachem is Kfelas Tatanai. And they answered, it is Kfelas Tatanai. But there it's all past tense. Right? Im Sotis, Lo Sotis, Pashas, Noso. If you were unfaithful, it's past tense. Yeah. This is what's bothering the Mishnah Lamelech. Then he quotes the Rambam, says, Me'achshav does not require Mishnah Tetzanoi. So the Magen Mishnah gives his reason. That's the case. T'nai l'sh'omar. Afu b'im avikim me'achshav. She'm me'achshav chala ma'isim niskayim ha'tanai. He goes back and forth at this question. So the Ran discusses it over here. He says you don't need Mishpat Tanoim, but it's a Tanai L'Shaavah. Do you think das is enough? So having said this, I just want to show you one more thing. Avnei Meluim. Discusses this question. Let's find out where it is exactly. Watch. Two Avnei Meluim and Simon Yud. Simon Yud. Yeah, Simon Yud. Both are important. The first one, we'll go a little out of order, is in Sifkot and Zayin. Watch this. Nired l'shitas Rashi, that we just saw, when he quoted out, and we'll come back to it in Aleph. B'tama sh'omer lo ha'viyodea, doz ein ha'yocha lomar, ilo yis yodea sh'advorom b'doyen lo yisim b'garsha. Kevin sh'yodea sh'asur lo lavzer, v'lo chosh l'hamtem v'livdok, gila dat lo hoysa chaviva lov so much. Im kein vadai binan sh'yomer lo dabazeh, b'shas ha'get. Right away. Din lo yomer zeh b'shas ha'get. According to Tosfos, the kilkul is not midina. Laz sheyotzi abal kedachzira uchsheyavada sheosu lachzor lo yotzi laz bechina. Can ain't so chol dozu b'shas aget. Hello, the nachar aget. Kona sheyotzi alaz midina also sheyeda shleita achzor alav. It's not gonna work. According to Rashi, you gotta tell him in advance. Interesting. Fascinating. What do you have to tell him? That's Zion. Going back to Aleph, Rabbi Osai, where he, Zion references Aleph. What's happening over here? Whee! Longer than I thought. The Meluim here in Aleph discusses this question. Quote Tosis, only alas. Rashi says it's not alas. We do a Tosis Kashin. So he quotes the Ran. Chitema Kaflit, Bechagal Rameir, my Havi, Negob Ne Ruvain, Niboy Tanai Gomer. No. Chibina Tanai Gomer, Hani Mili Bidabash, Efshal the Kaima Olavatal Kanabin Ruvain. Abba Begarish Al Das, Masha Ovar, Begilu Data Belchud Nifsel. And the came and the less of a man behind the love, boy, kfela. How do I get rid of this?
X.
Where X?
Yeah.
Thank you. Quotes the Mishnah of the Melech. We just saw the Mishnah of the Melech. The subject we just saw. So it's like this. The Ran holds the Mitznai lo, oh, my lo, boy, Mishmatei Tznoim. Eli Rabbi Meir, kfela me a boy. My Rebbe used to call it, not Mishmatei Tznoim. It's Mishpatei HaLoshon. That the idea of Kfelus, nothing to do with Tanai. You have to, we don't make inferences. We don't make inferences to call it Rabbi Meir. Okay? Therefore, they ask for Kashim Sota. Even though it's the Shavar. Came with the Gamal Ava, but Kfela, only the other details of Bnei Gavli Rubin that you do need. Meiridik. But Hein Kon L'Avlon Tzarech. That's Panashitas Rashi as well. Okay, just keep this in mind. It's very important. Avnei Meluim. Enough for this child. We have to go to move to new things. And so, as I turn over here to the Gemara Ayin Heyamad Aleph, we're getting now back to Kiddush Tos, which is going to be our main topic for the next couple of days. Abosai. The Gemara of Ayin Heyam and Aleph makes the following comment. Watch this. Rav Omar, Hocha b'isha chashuv askinon, d'omolo nichol li li'itzri b'krov osel. I don't want to be usher in her relatives. Rashi, b'isha chashuva, bas gedolim, da'filu l'man d'oma rotsa odom sh'nispaz ish l'mebezin, Hocha Omar, i'evshi b'isha nadronis. V'get na'mi lo nichol li'itzri b'krov osel. It's to be emo of Achosa. v'lo nichle d'havi kedushin. So the marriage is in effect knocked out retroactively. Retroactively. Question. Just say that. Just say Yevshi b'ishin nadronis. Why are we saying the reason he doesn't want to be married is why? Because of this relatives of hers. What relatives? He doesn't be stuck for the rest of his life with this shrew who keeps taking the dorm. So the Shita Mekubetz is asking this question. I assume it's on the Mara Makoros. Copy the Makoros here. That's it. Shita Mekubetz is anywhere to be found? Yes. The Ramaskal Rava. Ayan Hayim and Alf. Okay, it's on. Take a look for the word Rava. Here it is, Rava, right here. Hoga maskin, Pirish Rashi. I feel the man dama adam roshu this bas nishtu bebezin. Homa yevshi mishna adonis, because of fek the rush. Wait a minute. V'yim toma. Im ken afilu ena chashuva nami ho ve'itaya milsa b'achi. Wait a minute. Doesn't want an adonis. So she, anyway, we'll have to invoke the idea of her relatives. Look what he says. Yeshloma. Eino chashuva tzricha get me suffek. Ho v'hocha etzel chacham v'hitira. Objectively, there's no problem to the Dharma gone. Avam isha chashuva anan sadi de betana koldu l'nichole levi kiddushin ki echid lo litza mikrov aseh lo chigidu nami l'boya. Harashta. Very, very important, Rabbi Osai. Very, very important. What's he saying? He's saying that objectively there's no problem because the Nedarim had a Taras Nedarim. And Rabbi Osai, I'm adding the following extra twist. When the Gemara, when Rava said what he said, right? Rava said what he says. What about Krovos? Right? It's a side point, something external. What about the internal problem of the Nedarim? No! The Nedarim presumably can be undone. And if the Nedarim are undone, so they never really existed. Oh, so here we say, we invoke the principle that Tam Lemesav Tandu when Lemesav Armelin. Only in this particular case. In this particular case. As opposed to a mum. When it comes to a mum, perhaps, Rabbi Osai, the situation of a man and a woman are in fact identical. Identical. Perhaps we should suggest that. Aye. The Gemara says here not that way. The Gemara says, with respect to Mumim over here, there's a difference between the man and the woman. May make the following suggestion, Rabbi Osai. The Gemara is referring to those Mumim that passed the Kohanim. Minor Mumim. Minor Mumim. When it comes to major movement, Rabbi Osai, we're going to suggest there's no distinction between men and women. It would not apply any principle of Tavla Mesav at all. Exactly the same. What's a din, we'll see soon. But exactly the same. Men and women are the same. Who said so? The Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel said so. That men and women are in effect the same. We'll see soon. But what with this Gemara? No. This Gemara is referring to small women. Small women, they're not the same. The man cares about his wife's beauty much more than the woman about her husband's beauty when it comes to small women. But big women, they're in fact the same. And it's big, and you would not apply the principle of Tam Lemesav, Tam Lemesav to a big woman, which we spoke about already last week. Oh. So this Beis Shmuel, Rabbi Osai, that we're going to show you later on, is on the Maran Makoma sheet. It's in Simen Kuf Nun Dalit Sif Cotton Base. So for those who have the Marma Comus assignments, it's the paragraph 4, line 3. You have to go through that word for word, Rabbi Osai, but we're not up to that yet. So we have yet learned the Gemara. This Gemara has to go slowly. I only have another 15 minutes. Let's go slowly, slowly, slowly through the Gemara. Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Ayin Zayin Omanav. Start on the third segment, if you will. The two Mishnayos here, and it's very, very important, the connection between the two Mishnayos. We'll start the first Mishnah. Ha'ish shenoldu bo mumin, ein kof anosa lehotzi. You develop the mum, you don't force the divorce. Omer Ashbag. Medra amurim b'mumin naktanim. Al b'mumin magdolim, kofin osa lehotzi. Develop the big mum, we force the divorce. Now the Gemara, go slow here. Rav Yehuda Tani Noldu. That's what it says in our Mishnah, in Shaz Bavli, first Vilna. It says, Isha Noldu Ba Mumin. Chia Barav Tani Hoyu. Whoa, we changed the word. Isha Hoyu Ba Mumin. What's the difference between Noldu and Hoyu? Noldu came after the marriage and Hoyu were there from before the marriage. Oh, it's all the difference in the world. Says the Halakha Gemara, watch this now. Madiyam anoldu. The mumim came afterwards. And what's it din? Ein kofin. Kol shekein hayu. Why? Because savra v'kibla. She knew about it, presumably, and she accepted it. Madam ahayu. What? They existed before the wedding. She knew about it, and she therefore presumably accepted it. Then ein kofin osalotzi. Abol noldu. They developed after the marriage. Lo, you would force them to divorce her. That's Pasha Pshat in this Gemara. Pasha Pshat. Says the Gemara, Tanan. Omer Ashbag, Amishtam. Hemed Ramu Mimimimimimimimimimimimim. Mum Gedolim, Kofan Oso Lahotzi. Says the Gemara. Bish Lama Lamandi Omer Noldu. A condition arose after the marriage. Hainu Deshani Ben Gedolim Niktanim. If it's a terrible woman, she can't take it. Forced to divorce her. A small woman, she can handle it. You don't force her to divorce her. Ela madiyam ahoyu. The mum predated the date of the wedding. Malik dola malik tanim. Hasavra vikimla. She knew about it, presumably. And she accepted it. Who cares if big mum or a small mum? How can we force him to divorce her? She accepted him as is. Answer to the Gemara is still a difference. Why? Kisvurhi, she chola the kabel, for achshav en yechola the kabel. She thought she can handle it, and now she can't. If it's a small mum, we disregard that claim. If it's a big mum, we take it into account. Everyone with me so far? This is the posh pshat in the Gemara. Once we're here, elu hei mumi gedolim, what did Rashbak say? Kigon, nebuch, nismas eino, he's blind in one eye. Nikta yodo, Nebuch lost an arm. Nishba raglo, Nebuch broke a foot. No, they didn't have surgeries like today. Once you broke a foot, you were limping for life, presumably. Itmar Rav Abba Bar Yaakov, Amar Rav Yochanan, Lokar Ashbak. Rav Amar Rav Nachman, Lokar Rav Nibir Chachamim. Okay. What's a machlokas on a paskin? And this is a very serious, monumental question. What about Mumim Gedolim? Do you force them to divorce her, or don't you? Pashpat and the Mishnah is talking about the case of Noldu. They arose after the wedding. If we pass the Noldu, what's the din? In fact, if they preceded the wedding and she didn't know about it, Shas Bavli does not discuss it. The most important shayla of all is absent, it's a lacuna in Shas Bavli. Doesn't tell you the din. All of our discussions about the possibility of what we saw in Kedushay Tos, it's so close, it's tantalizingly close to the sugya, but if you paskin referring to a case of Noldu, as we call the most poskin, Noldu, Hoyu is not discussed in Shas Bavli. We don't know. I can think of three possibilities. Either you force the divorcer, you don't force the divorcer because presumably there was a kind of an understanding, or you don't even need a divorce. She didn't know about it. Shas Bavli is silent. Silent? Silent. Totally silent. Why is it so critical? Let's move to the next Mishnah. Elu shekofen osa lahotzi. When do we force a divorce? When? What are the cases? We saw already on Thursday. Mukeshchein about polipus hamakametz mitzarav nechoshes abursi. Here's now. Bein shahoyu achelo nisu Bein mishenisu noldu. You force a divorce. V'al kulon amar amea fish isnimo. Yicholi shetoma svura isi shani yichol lekabel. V'achshav eni yichol lekabel. I can't handle it. I thought I could. I can't. V'achal chavim amarim. V'kabel es yal korcha. Sorry, lady. You have to accept him as he is. Chutz. Yimuk ashrin. Neshim emakos. That's pikuach nefesh. Can't say it together. Wow.
The Chum, they're only saying that after she's already, in the first place, she said she could, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Pashtus. Here's Naima. I'm marrying you, I'm giving you full disclosure. I love you anyway, I want to marry you anyway. And then she said, I can't handle it. Can't handle it. Machlokas Reb Meir and the Chachamim. Reb Meir says, they made it on this. He told her in advance, I have this mum. I have this mum. Terrible mum. I love you anyway.
So his name here doesn't mean it's
not,
it just means.
I think it means a disclosure. That's how I understood it. Disclose is terrible mum. I want to marry you anyway. Reb Meir says, after watching, I can't handle this. Can't. I thought I could handle it. Can't. They forced the divorce. Quote the Chachamim, no, you don't force the divorce, except Mukha Shrim, it's dangerous. That's a machlokas, Rebbe Osei. Everyone with me so far? Fine. Now, Rebbe Osei, let's turn to the Rosh in Simen Yud Ches. Rebbe Osei, the Rosh, we went to the Gemara, slowly. Let's turn to the Rosh in Simen Yud Ches. We need an immediate problem, Rebbe Osei. How do we paskin by Mumim Gedolim? Like Rashbag, you force a divorce? Or like the Chachamim, that you don't? Very serious question, how to paskin. The Rosh Simen Yud Ches. It's page Nun in our print. V'nire. Shekam tsarech liten lo ksuba. No one's discussing ksubas over here. But he's throwing in ksubas. According to Rashba, he forces the divorce, he has to give a ksuba. Mide da havi abo machmas taina. Dome vishile bal yavimto. Hu ome mino. Dro me shebeino le beino. Ne menes. Abuzu yod yitin ksuba. Mashma afazu, come over dvarim shebeino lebeino. Ubed yakama hasan besol perek haperek. The kofan also the host. If you think suba. Fine. Quotes the Gemara. Halak Rabbi Yehuda, he says, noldu. And therefore, the Rif quoted the Mishnah Ketzurasa with the word noldu in it. The word noldu in it. He doesn't go for this emendation. On the next Mishnah, Rebbe Osei, Mumim Gedolim, it's part of this Mishnah in our print, he calls it a separate Mishnah. What does it say? Hilchos Rav Nachman, who says what? Halacha Gedibre Chachamim. So writes the Rosh, corner of the Rif, we paskin like the Chachamim. What does Chachamim say? Even Mumim Gedolim and Kofan also the Hotzim. V'yesh Omrim Davka Eino Achas. Mumim Gedolim has lost one eye. Avo Shteinov lost Nebuch two eyes. O Shteinov two hands. O Shteinov two feet. Modu Rabbonon. You force him to divorce. V'chein Mestaber Sherehu Ka'ovar U'botel Min Olam. Oh boy. I'm not going to get the disability lobby on this Rush. What, are you kidding me? People can't see, have no hands, all that. What are you talking about? But okay, that's what the Rush passing this way before the idea of disability lobbying. Question of Osai. Why did the Rush say in Simen Yud Ches Nira de Gam Tzorli de Loksubu? That's according to Rashim Ben Gamliel. We don't pass in that way. We don't pask in that way. A kash on the rush, Rabbi Osai. You follow me? No, no, no. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, call from the hotel. He says the rush. According to Shimon Gamliel, Gam Tzorah didn't look suba. You forced the divorcer and to give her a ksuba. That's very, very nice. But we don't pass like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel at all. We pass like whom? Like the Chachamim. That's the next, that's, you know, a few lines later. It says Gemara the second time. It says Gemara. Itmar. Halacha Rashba. Halacha Chachamim. Hilchot Rav Nachman. Halacha Chachamim. So look, it's Chachamim. Ain't called for Nolzi. We're talking about a Ksuba. What Ksuba? Ah, very good. Very good. Beautiful, Rafi. Yesh Omrim. That's only one eye. Two eyes, Rabbi Osai. Mistaber, you force a get. So when the Rosh said earlier that you have to give a Ksuba, he wasn't paskening like the Rashbag in one eye. He met the Ksuba in the case of two eyes. So writes the tour. You force the divorce and to give her a ksuba. But now we have only time for one more thing, and then we'll start tomorrow the Sugya of Kedushin Toras in earnest. We saw a Mishnah. Chachamim say, Mekabela si al karocha, right? It's a Mishnah Mefureshes. A Mishnah Mefureshes. On the Fayin Zainam and Aleph. What's the Lashon of the Mishnah? Let's chaz it one more time. Amr Meir, the first wide line, Afal Pishi Isnima, Yecholi Shetoma Svoi to the Kabel, Vechshveni Yechol Kabel. Chacham said, no, Mekabel Asi Al Korcha. What's the case? What's the case, Rabbi Osai? Only in a situation with an explicit statement was made? Listen, lady, I have these mumim. What if he said nothing? But the mumim were clearly visible. What's the lach in that kind of a case? What's the loch or the mumim are visible? He didn't spell it out, didn't say anything about it. What did you say?
Isn't that kind of, but isn't that acquiescent?
Let's take a look. The Ran, Rabbi said the Ran, is Lamed Vav Amud Aleph or Kuf Gimel. It's on the Ma'amar Kutz. Quotes the Mishnah. For those who have Kuf Gimel, it's the last paragraph. Those who have, what is it again? Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. How can I tell you? After the words Masnis and Baal Polipus, before the word Gemara. Ikeman Diyamah. Dichi Amar Abonan Mekabel Asi Al Korcho Hatafka when Bisha Hisnaima. He said to the lady, I have this mum. I'll marry you anyway. Aval Rosal son. She saw it. But no statement was made. Yechol hi lomar, svura ha'yisi the kabel, ach sheneach enichol the kabel. That which Rav Meir says in all cases, Chacham say in a case where there's no explicit statement about his mum. Achir mum, no. Diyamisa diyachol alamei marhochi, ki his naima my havi. If in the case where she sees it, she can say, I thought I could accept it, but I can't. So why is the difference if he spelled it out? Elavadai kevin dikshehis neima lo yochlo lemeima arachi ki ros and amim mekabel sal kocha. Hey, it's the same thing. V'chein nir das haramban per chafei alechazish alocha yiralf. Iyu, kshenoldu dvorim halalo acha shenisa v'chi agavna vadai kofun also lehotzi. Final ration dimas nisin. Even according to the Rabbanon, because when it comes to the argument of Mumim Gedolim, but Bahanu Modi, some of them are more than Mumim Gedolim. Baal Polipus is more than Mumim Gedolim. So how many Rabbosai? There are four possible levels. Mumim Ketanim, like Kohanim things. Mumim Gedolim. Super Gedolim. Shtei Enov, Shtei Ragov, Shtei Odov, and Baal Polipus. There are four different levels. Everyone, what do I mean? Four levels of movement, in effect.
What exactly is a Baal Polipus?
We saw the Gemara ask the question. What's Baal Polipus? The riff, what's in the front? The riff. My Baal Polipus, Om Rav Yudah Mashmul, Reach HaChotem, or Reach HaPeh. A certain stench that just can't go near him. What that is nowadays, I do not know. The Tur and the Ramah paskin like the Ramah. We'll see soon. The Tur quotes the Ramah, Resh Mem Hei. Says like the Rambam, as interpreted by the Ran. In other words, even if it wasn't explicitly stated, if she sees it, then according to the Chachamim, she was sober of a Kibla and she's no way out. There's no kafir. Let's stop here because time is up. Mishim, tomorrow we'll discuss some of the very major issues of Kiddush Tos. I'd like you to all spend some time on that Beis Shmuel. Kuf Nun Dalet of Cotton Beis. Goes over this sugya with a fine-tooth comb. Get yourself the best edition you can find. And if you get a Beis Meir, it's even better. I'll try to give you this edition. I don't know if it's downstairs. This has the best. A lot of typos in Beis Shmuel.